teaching kids can be hard. Timothy Mack might know a thing about that. He's been in a classroom a long time himself.
I'm in graduate school right now for sports management and looking to graduate spring of 2020.
Mack studied kinesiology at Northern Illinois University. He says he has a background working with kids. Now, he teaches a program a bit like PE, but with a few life skills.
So I run it, I structure it, I come with a plan, activities, and our life skill of the day.
That could be building trust between teammates, learning how to play and live honestly, and learning how best to work with others for a common goal, like winning a game. If something goes wrong during his weekly class, he says, he calls St. Anthony Lloyd.
Because we've gotten to a point where Lloyd will jump in without me even having to like ask or give him like a look or anything. So that's what makes our like relationship so important and so helpful.
Lloyd and Mack know working with young people can be challenging, but it adds another layer when those students are in juvenile detention.
A big thing is not to like judge. I know that there's times that there's crazy stories or things that might seem scary, but to just like realize that these are kids and that everyone deserves a second chance in life.
Lloyd is the leisure activities director at the Illinois Youth Center in St. Charles.
I was really troubled. So when I see kids that come through the system, I see myself in them. So whenever I see myself in them, I figure like I can relate. And they relate to me because I can relate to them.
He's worked as the director less than 2 years. He helps run around 30 programs there. A stark contrast, he says, to the one or two programs the center had before Lloyd took the reins.
What I do helps make the facility a safer place because they usually become aggravated and unsafe when they don't have anything to do.
One of these programs is Project Flex, run by Mack. It's a mix of psychology, physical education, and skill development. NIU joins Lakeland Community College as a program collaborator at the St. Charles Center. The students that Lloyd and Mack are working with today are a bit different. They're sharing with students and staff at NIU what they've been doing since the project began 6 months ago. They're joined by program creators Jennifer Jacobs and Zachary Wall Alexander, both NIU professors. To keep people from coming back to the justice system after they've left, you have to invest in them while they're there, says Lloyd. He's hoping activities and mentorships will help make sure his kids eventually leave the jail for good.
The biggest thing that you could do to change a kid's life is not to continue to throw money, even though it's needed for some programs, but to just spend that time with them and enjoy them.
Working with kids also requires long-term, trauma-informed investment, says Lloyd.
But the hard part is keeping a leisure time activities person in the field. That was the hardest part because most people use it as a stepping stone to become a counselor because it was an easy transition.
NIU Professor Wall Alexander says providing as many opportunities for incarcerated young people to be a part of can only help. And looking towards the future, he says, make the program strong and sustainable and head to the National Institute of Health, or NIH.
The goal would be, especially for our data, so our like long-term plan is to go to NIH and get some like strong funding to do some leadership programs at this facility and then potentially expand to another.
Mack's workplace and study hall will merge into one next week as some Flex students come to NIU's campus for a visit. Professor Jacobs says they'll sit in on college classes, meet coaches and counselors, and do team-building exercises.
But then our Project Flex youth will get to ask NIU students what's college life like and tell me about college parties. Are they really fun, as the movies show?
And Jacob notes that applying what they've learned to life outside the classroom setting is what will make the lasting difference. I'm Sarah Jesmer.